All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Superhero Deep Dive. I am your host, Jason, and I have a good episode set up for you today. Let me get with my disclosures, and then we'll go on. All right, so the information is pulled from different sources across the internet and may or may not be completely complete, but they do give a really good insight on the current superhero. I've been asked why I say this, and it's because things change in superheroes, like different storylines. So there's a good chance I miss stuff. Sometimes I miss it on purpose, and it's because I don't feel that the storyline may change the essence of the superhero too much, or it may be a little too convoluted for new fans to get into. But I do encourage you guys to check out these heroes if you are interested in them. There's lots of good stuff with them. And as always, if you are watching me on YouTube, welcome. Please comment, like, subscribe, share. When you comment, you can put in any kind of request, any other facts I may miss, your own insight, which I have had happen quite a bit. So please give me your input. Leave a review with whatever. If you're listening on your favorite podcast station. And if you are listening to me on Outworld Fleet Radio, happy Tuesday or Thursday, because I'm aired throughout the day on Tuesdays and Thursdays through Outworld Fleet Radio. And their website is www.un-con-ventional.com/radio. Okay, I think I may have covered all my bases. Oh, no, I didn't. You can actually catch me on Twitch, Twitter, and Instagram under Super Deep Dive, and use the hashtag Superhero Deep Dive. On Twitter and Instagram, I post superhero memes throughout the week. So check that out, and you can always reach out to me through there with comments or DMs. Okay, now on to the topic. Today, we're going to talk about Dr. Light. And I'm not talking about the supervillain in DC Comics, Dr. Light. I'm actually talking about the superhero in DC Comics, Dr. Light. It is a Japanese person named Kimoyo Hoshi. And if you just heard my phone ding, I'm sorry, I'm turning the sound off right now. I meant to do that a minute ago, but I'm not doing the intro again. So, Kimoyo was a brilliant but overly driven scientist, and was the supervising astronomer at an observatory in Japan, overseeing a group of astronomers charting the unnatural effects of the crisis on infinite Earths. As the crisis continued, Hoshi's fascination with the phenomenon grew into an obsession, while the men grew concerned for their safety. Disgusted by their mounting fear, Hoshi arrogantly insulted them and ordered an evacuation, leaving her to study the crisis alone through her telescope. Meanwhile, the monitor, a being linked with all positive matter, senses his enemy, the anti-monitor, absorbing yet another positive matter Earth with his antimatter cloud. In order to tip the scales for the heroes of the positive universe, the monitor activates one last warrior. He sends a devastating beam of energy from the star Vega to Earth, which strikes the observing Hoshi, leaving massive destruction in its wake. Granted the power of photonics and the name Dr. Light, Hoshi is assigned by the monitor to guard one of the vibrational forks needed to save the Earth. Teen Titans member Starfire and Outsiders member Halo, who I did cover Halo in a previous episode, set out to destroy the machine. Since Dr. Light can't speak to them in English, she resorts to blasting them away from the machine. Because what else are you going to do, right? Superman is the first to communicate with her, given his knowledge of most of Earth's languages. Once the Earth's heroes and villains are brought aboard the monitor satellite, the Japanese-speaking Katana takes over as Kimoyo's translator. Dr. Light, granted the ability to understand English, accompanies several heroes to the antimatter universe to confront the anti-monitor. She and Superman soon discover the machines that the villain has deployed to destroy the remaining Earths. The anti-monitor ambushes the Man of Steel. Dr. Light defends Superman as best she can. Supergirl arrives and sacrifices her life, allowing Dr. Light to carry the unconscious Superman to safety. Seeing Supergirl's sacrifice makes Dr. Light realize how selfish she has been, and she resolves to change. When Harbinger summons her to fight in the final battle, Dr. Light is ready. As the other heroes barrage the anti-monitor, she absorbs the energy of a gigantic star that he is using as a power source. Scoring the first fall of the anti-monitor during that battle, she blasts a gaping hole through him. In the post-crisis continuity, Supergirl was written out of existence, so it is explained that Dr. Light was inspired by the other heroes. She is potentially one of the most powerful superheroines in the DC Universe, but she has not tapped into the heightened levels of power she used during the crisis. Although few remember those events, Dr. Light is one of the few who do, seeing how, as how she mentioned this in a comic called Showcase 96, and she faced the antimatter gods. Dr. Light has joined the Justice League a few times over the years, most notably as a member of Justice League Europe during the latter half of its incarnation, and she has joined an incarnation for the Doom Patrol for a period of time. During her time with the Justice League Europe, she believed that her antisocial attitude during the crisis was due to the food she regularly ate, after Power Girl is diagnosed with a similar condition. However, it is revealed that her behavior in crisis was in fact her genuine behavior. While a member of the Justice League, Dr. Light formed significant friendships with The Flash, which was Wally West at the time, and Power Girl. There is a protracted period of animosity with the member of the Global Guardians known as Rising Sun. His romantic endeavors win out and the two enter into a relationship. Okay, in Green Lantern Volume 3, Number 54, which was written back in November of 2005, following his recovery from a mind wipe he suffered at the hands of the Justice League, Arthur Light, the villainous male Dr. Light, attacked Dr. Hoshi and drained her of her powers. It appeared that her depowerment was temporary, because in Infinite Crisis Number 5, which was done in February of 2006, so about 3 months later, she used her powers to aid the evacuation of Tokyo, Japan. In that same issue, she was warned by Bart Allen, in the costume of the Silver Age Flash, of the escape of an enraged Superboy Prime. She was later seen in Infinite Crisis Number 7, battling the evil Dr. Light. A flashback to Action Comics Number 838, which was in June of 2006, reveals that Dr. Light and the Ray, heroes possessing solar-based powers, took part in an unsuccessful attempt to reactivate Superman's powers. Kamoyo also appears in the Rebirth storyline Heroes in Crisis, and is among many superheroes that are interviewed in the Sanctuary, a therapeutic facility to help heroes deal with the emotional cost of their pursuits. Kamoyo is revealed to be Arthur Light's ex-wife, as previously mentioned in the Trinity War storyline, and mother of their three children, Tommy, Emma, and Sakura. So that's her history. She's got quite a bit of history to her. Kind of a pain, but, you know, if we look at the culture, if we look at the Japanese culture, it kind of fits. It kind of fits. And it's not that she was mean, necessarily. She was just focused. She was overly focused. You know, so she had to do that. And when people deviated, it was almost insulting to her. So that's where that kind of standoffish or arrogance came from. It was just, she was a product of the culture. And I think that's important to realize. And it is cool that she understood that things are different and she changed her ways. All right, let's get into powers. Exposure to energy from the Star Vega granted Dr. Light photokinesis, control over all forms of light sources without relying on equipment. She can absorb all forms of illumination as energy, which allowed her to survive Starbreaker's attack, as well as absorb the energy of the sun to attack the anti-monitor. She can project energy, allowing her to shoot destructive laser beams and other blasts of destructive energy, blind her opponents with blinding flashes of light, which is also capable of dispersing Shadow Thief's shadow constructs, and create protective barriers. She can focus photons into hard light, which is a fictional form of energy which acts like a solid object, and she can refract light waves to create holographic images. She can turn into light, rendering her invisible to the naked eye. Her abilities also allow her to disperse radiation and holographic illusions, scan and see the electromagnetic spectrum, track ionized molecules, and can convert her body to near light to minimize her mask and escape gravitational pull. She can sense a light around her, which she describes as a sixth sense, allowing her to know when somebody enters the room. She can ride light waves in order to fly, capable of reaching the speed of light and outrunning the Superman of Earth 1. She has used her powers to generate sunlight from a yellow sun to heal injured Kryptonians and Daxamites. Her light abilities appear to have granted her enhanced durability, as she has survived attacks that would have knocked out Power Girl and other enhanced metahumans. She can also teleport from Earth to the Watchtower. Outside of her light-based abilities, she also has a brilliant scientific mind. In early appearances, she considered herself a scientist foremost and superhero second. She is a prominent astronomer, the world's foremost authority on light technology, and she even ran Star Labs for a time. On several occasions, she has displayed knowledge of medicine, and conversations with Batman have also revealed knowledge of Asian martial arts, if not the ability to use it effectively in combat. Her primary weakness is that she requires a light source to fuel her powers, and being placed in an area of absolute darkness severely weakens her abilities. She can, however, store energy for such occasions. Her other weakness is that she's afraid of the dark. On occasions when she has been surrounded by unnatural darkness, however, Camellia has been able to use logic to overcome her fear and win the day. That's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. Yeah, I really got nothing more to say about that. I think they're right when they said that she's considered one of the strongest superheroines in the DC universe. All right, so fun facts. She's made some appearances in television. Dr. Light, as she appears in the animated series of Justice League Unlimited. Let's see here. This version was a member of an expanded Justice League. There are two versions of Dr. Light that appear in the live-action Arrowverse series, The Flash. The first version appears in Series 2. The version is the Earth 2 doppelganger of Linda Park, a metahuman criminal with the ability to manipulate light waves who works for Zoom. And Kamoyo Hoshi, which is the Dr. Light we're talking about, appears in Season 6. And this version is a metahuman assassin who works for the organization Black Hole before being swayed by Evan McCulloch's side. Dr. Light also makes a non-speaking appearance in the Justice League action animated series episode Party Animal. So, yeah. Film appearances. An alternate universe version of Kamoyo Hoshi appears in the animated film Justice League Gods and Monsters. This version was part of Lex Luthor's Project Fair Play, a weapons program contingency to destroy their universe's Justice League if necessary, until Hoshi and the other scientists involved are killed by the Metal Men. Dr. Light also makes a minor non-speaking appearance in DC animated film DC Superhero Girls Hero of the Year. Dr. Light also appears in the DC Universe Online video game and a web series where Dr. Light makes a non-speaking background appearance in the animated web series DC Superhero Girls. This student is a student of Superhero High. So what do you guys think? What do you guys think of Dr. Light? Pretty good, right? I mean, it's not bad. It's not bad. They haven't really dug too deep into it. They kind of made her a little one-dimensional, but it's not bad. The powers are there, and I like how they used the powers, and they kind of explained them. That's really cool. And she's basically background character right now, right? So, let's do my favorite topic. This is the power expansion. This is where we go into, you know, would we like to see a new comic book series? Would we like to see a new storyline? Movie, animated series, like a live action series. What do you guys think? And if we did, who would we cast? Who would we have play? You know, before I get into that though, let me just give my normal spiel before getting into this, because it's, you know, it's about that time. If you guys are watching on YouTube, please comment, like, subscribe, share. When you comment, give me your ideas. Give me your reactions. Give me your feedback. And if you have requests for future episodes, I'm all for it. I'm all for it because I love doing this and I love taking care of what you guys want. So, yeah, and right now I think I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I have 14 episodes lined up from people sending in requests. So this is awesome. You can also send me requests or comments or feedback. If I've missed any kind of tidbits that you wanted, please let me know. But I've gotten feedback and stuff from my Twitter and my Instagram at Super Deep Dive. And they use the hashtag Superhero Deep Dive. If you subscribe or if you follow me on those, I do post superhero memes throughout the week. So, yeah, and you can always DM me through that. But we're going to go into the power expansion. Now, this one is interesting. I don't think that Dr. Light can really use their own movie right now. But I do think that they can be a part of another movie. I think this character could use a total revamp for a movie. And we can tie it into the Wonder Woman universe. So check this premise out. Okay, and let me know what you think. Wonder Woman, since they did a Wonder Woman 1984, and they did it at Wonder Woman in World War One. I think it was World War One. Maybe it was World War Two. I don't know. I've forgotten. I might have to check that out. But let's see Wonder Woman again in World War Two. Okay, so if she was in World War Two before, let's bring her back. But let's do it better, I guess. And she's trying to stop all the fighting that's going on in Europe. We can show her during various battles like D-Day and even the attack on Pearl Harbor, where she's helping out the U.S. Of course, when Pearl Harbor happens, she misses the main attack and there's plenty of destruction. This leads to the U.S. developing and using the atomic bomb. And if I'm getting my order wrong, I'm sorry, history isn't my strong suit. So I may not be completely accurate, but I think you get the gist of what I'm saying here. Like she's in it. She's in it to win it. And, you know, there's just so much going on. She can't help everyone all the time. Okay. So the U.S. develops the bomb and sends it flying. Kamoyo is actually in a lab obsessed with her work when the bomb hits. The radiation, along with whatever she's working on, changes her into Dr. Light. And when this happens, she's pissed. She uses her powers recklessly, which causes Wonder Woman to step in and try to subdue her. And you can tell during all the fighting, Dr. Light isn't necessarily evil. She's just hurt and she's enraged by everything going on. She's confused. You know, she's basically just lashing out because she doesn't know what else to do. And her powers are, you know, in her body. She's going crazy. So, is Dr. Light the bad guy in the movie? No, not at all. It's still Ares. Ares is still the bad guy, behind the scenes manipulating the war. I mean, after all, that's his thing, right? You know, that's what he does. So Wonder Woman figures this out, gets Dr. Light under control, and they team up to take out Ares. They only catch as if they go directly after him. They only exacerbate the war by attacking an official, right? Like, let's say Ares was kind of how he was before. You know, like, let's just rehash the first Wonder Woman movie in this. And I'm not saying it in a bad way. I'm just saying, like, it worked. Let's do it. But she's got to take care of him. But, you know, he could have helped develop the nuclear missile, the atomic bomb, whatever. He could have helped guide these attacks. He could have actually, because he is the god of war, he can pretty much materialize in different places. What if he's actually playing both sides? Or, I don't know, with World War II, there's multiple sides. So, what if he's playing, like, all these advisors, and he is just causing death and destruction all over the place? You know, I think it'd be crazy. But, you know, this all culminates with Dr. Light and Wonder Woman prevailing somehow. But how? I don't know. I don't know. We'll let the writers figure that out. But the point is, let's have a tragic hero introduced, especially one in a minority group that's nothing more than a victim and grows from that. And let's have her have good representation. I think if it's just done properly, it could totally erase Wonder Woman 1984. And we can really only hope for that. I love the first Wonder Woman movie. The second one was not super great. And, you know, I don't think it had anything to do with the acting. I think it was just, I think they wanted to do stuff and they didn't keep true to the spirit of the first movie. And I think it kind of blew up in their face. But, yeah, let's get this done right, you know? What do you guys think? Who would you cast as Dr. Light? I really don't know. I really don't know. That we have great Asian actresses out there. But you know, like, we'd want to do it properly, and I just don't know who I would cast. Like, who would you recommend? Let me know. But let's go from there. Let me know what you guys think of this. Do you think the movie would work? Do you have other ideas of something that would work? I really don't think Dr. Light would fit as her own movie, but I think she could be a catalyst for another movie, or she could have a significant part. But that's just me, maybe. I don't know. Let me know. Like I said, you can reach out to me on Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. Use the hashtag Superhero Deep Dive. If you subscribe or follow me on those, I do post superhero memes throughout the week. If you are listening to me on Outworld Fleet Radio, thank you very much. And I will see you either on a Tuesday or a Thursday throughout the day, because that's when I air. And that website is www.un-con-ventional.com/radio. And if you are watching me on YouTube, thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to try to build up that community. And please feel free to comment, like, subscribe, share, all that good stuff. When you comment, I am open for your critiques. I'm open for fun facts about that, details. If you think I missed something that was important, please put that in and we'll have a discussion. I try my best to reply to every comment, even if it's just a like. But if you also have requests for future episodes, send them to me there. Send them to me on direct message on Twitter and Instagram. Those are open and I am willing to talk to you. But yeah, let's go from there. Until next time, guys, everyone be blessed. Be safe, be happy, be smart. And if you're not smart, don't get caught. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.